Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is January 12th, 2022. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. I am Lois Hall, Chairperson.
Megan Porter, Vice Chair. Kristen Pearson, Board Member.
Shannon Munn, Board Member.
Brian Burris, Board Member.
Okay, at this time, we're going to stand for our invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and we thank you for making our community a prosperous and wonderful place to live. We ask that you be with us tonight during this meeting, that we you may guide our minds and our hearts to make good decisions for our community. We continue to let this community prosper. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, at this time, we're going to have open to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time? Okay, at this time I'm going to ask for approval of minutes from our December 1st, 2021 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from December 21st, 2021.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda for tonight, January 12th, 2022. It's meeting and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the January 12th, 2022 meeting minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Informational items. Candidates may file with the Clark County Register of Voters, located at 500 South Central Grand Central Parkway, to serve on the elected Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. Filings take place from March 7th, 2022 to March 18th, 2022 during business hours. This is for our next 2 years, correct?
Yes.
So if we want to be on the agenda, on the ballot, we need to refile. Anybody else that wants to run needs to go down to the Register of Voters. All right, any comments?
Madam Chair, I just had an additional informational item once you conclude with this one.
Yes.
I just wanted to let everyone know that Chief Neal wanted everyone to know that at the Clark County Fairgrounds, January 17th and 18th from 8 a.m. to noon, there will be a COVID drive-through testing site for Moapa Valley residents only.
17th and 18th at the Fairgrounds, okay. Now we're going to move on to planning and zoning. We have WS-21-0718, Mahoney Robert and Skinner Wendy A. for a waiver of development of standards to reduce setbacks for an accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 1 acre in an RE, rural estate residential zone within the Moapa Valley Overlay District. Generally located on the north side of Anasazi Avenue, 531 feet south of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on Mr. Mahoney or Ms. Skinner?
Sir. My name is Robert Mann. I reside at 1540 Anasazi with my wife Wendy Skinner. To kind of summarize what this is about, we put up a shade structure behind our shop. This went up in December 2020 during the whole COVID shutdown period. The days leading up to the purchasing of this thing were all done, you know, in discussion with my neighbor Ed. We were all in agreement before I even purchased the thing that, you know, there wouldn't be an issue with placing it there. After the structure went up, Ed felt that it was very obstructive. You know, my father was never getting the correct permits. I never permitted it. I didn't feel, from talking to everybody in the town, all the folks I could get information from, that I wouldn't need a permit for a shade structure, right? And that's just true. The times where the zoning board was all shut down, I couldn't get any responses from any phone calls or anything like that. So here we are trying to rectify that. And part of our problem is I put this thing right on the property line. So we're looking for approval to be on the property line rather than the formal 5-foot setbacks. The only difference from, so in order to, expedite this whole process, we've decided to cut the size of the structure down so that it is below 1,500 square feet, at which time we don't need a permit. And not needing a permit, my question to you is, do we still need to abide by those setback rulings from the property lines?
I believe property line setbacks are not a negotiable item.
That's what I'm believing.
Without a permit, you still have to maintain the setbacks above the property lines. And the reason being is, the person that gets the house through the land next time wouldn't have that appropriate setback. And so the theory is that you could have overhangs onto their property, and that's what that setback is designed to avoid.
So. Okay. So understanding that, then yes, we'd like to, firstly request a variance from that setback. And if that were to be denied, we would then put in further request to move it, and we would, currently from my understanding, is it needs to be 6 feet from any existing structure. I have the space available to move it towards my shop. That would give the 5 feet needed from the property line, but then I would need that variance to put it next to my shop.
Excuse me, sir. I would just ask that we keep it to what's on the agenda, what's before us, and not what may be proposed in the future. So if we can be specific to what is being requested now and the waiver that you have been put in now, because we can't take into account what you may do.
Understood. So for tonight, it
thank
would be
yeah, for exactly what's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. The setback.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Do they need
pictures?
Yeah.
If you would like to see pictures, I have pictures of the structure.
When you say you're going to cut down on the square footage, how do you propose to do that?
I'm removing 26 feet from the front of it.
Go back. Okay, shorten it.
So
okay.
There's a view there from where you see the drive leading up to it. That would be the front of it, with Ed and Connie's place to the left.
Okay. Is that included in this application?
No.
I spoke to Danielle at the county probably about 3 hours ago, and she stated we still needed the waiver for the setback, one
right
side or the other, to go forward, but she also said that if it's less than 1,500 square feet, a permit is not required.
So again, I just ask that we stick to what's on the agenda, what's being asked, is that measurements in, that are on this application is that he considers, we can't consider any other thing than what it's for, please.
Danielle's supposed to email the board.
Yeah, she was going to email Amelia.
But that wouldn't change.
Yeah, that wouldn't change tonight.
Yeah, because we have to give public notice of anything, anytime anything changes, so we'll put somewhere to change in this application, but so we couldn't act on any of that because it wasn't in front of us, we need to probably publish.
We can't change the agenda item.
Okay.
So we would have to submit a new request with the new dimensions?
Yes.
And then re-adjourn?
Yes. Or we can move forward and they can vote on what exactly is before this item.
The setback is the property line, that's what's here in the application, is that we're asking for a waiver of that setback, correct?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any board members have any questions for Mr. Mahon?
The audience?
Yeah, I'm just moving on right now. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? Remember to present, give your name and address.
Madam Chairman, I'm the Vice Chair, members of the board. My name is Edward Rusk, last name is spelled R-U-S-K. My wife Connie and I reside at 1594 Anasazi Avenue in Logandale, Nevada. I'd like to comment on that WS210718 waiver of development standards by Mahon, Robert, and Skinner Wendy. Our property is immediately adjacent to the Mahon Skinner property. I would like to present to the board some photographs and text messages that provide clarifying information concerning the waiver request. I would also like to read into the record a letter to the Moab Valley Town Board that describes the impact that a waiver of development standards would have on the beneficial use of our property. To the Moab Valley Town Board, sometime in March of 2020, our neighbors Robert, Bob Mahon, and Wendy Skinner approached my wife Connie and I about their desire to erect what they described at the time as a shade structure for an RV on their property at 1540 Anasazi Avenue in Logandale, Nevada. At the time, the structure was described as similar to a patio cover extending off the rear of an existing 30 by 50 metal building on their property. They stated they wanted to make sure that we would have no objection to the structure before proceeding with this planning construction. Connie and I live at 1594 Anasazi Avenue, immediately adjacent to them. At the time, I indicated to Bob that I would be concerned with the potential for wind lift and subsequent property damage, but if it met structural requirements, we wouldn't have any specific objections. On December 19, 2020, after having spent the day in Las Vegas, Connie and I returned home and were surprised and shocked to find that Bob had erected a massive structure measuring 80 feet long by approximately 20 feet tall by 28 feet wide, which butted up immediately to the block wall separating our property. The building was constructed without permits and also did not adhere to the 7-foot setback requirement. The structure begins approximately 15 feet forward of the northeast corner, which is the rear corner of our house, and extends along the entire usable area of our backyard. It was constructed fully open on three sides, but the side adjacent to our property extends down to the roof, from the roof, nearly to the top of our block wall, which essentially creates the visual of a 20-foot tall solid wall. I told Bob that the structure was far too imposing and would have to be removed. He said to give him some time to figure out his most cost-effective solution to remove it, indicating he was working with the manufacturer on options. Bob also indicated that he was contacting Clark County to find out what would have to be done to obtain approval for the structure. We patiently waited for him to address our concerns, but after weeks of nothing, on January the 13th, 2021, I contacted Natalie at Clark County Public Response to report the illegal structure. Thus far, no efforts have been made to address our issues. Code enforcement cited them in April of 2021, and in May, Bob and Wendy started to apply for a waiver of the 7-foot setback through Clark County Planning. As you can see from the timing of this application, they only finished their application this last December, again showing a lack of concern to address the situation and our concerns in a timely manner. We are asking that you deny Bob and Wendy's waiver request for the following reasons. The size of the structure essentially creates an approximately 20-foot tall solid wall along our property line where a maximum 6-foot wall is allowed per Clark County zoning. This 20-foot wall creates an unfavorable visual impact, much like a commercial setting. The heat reflected from this metal wall limits the beneficial use of our backyard and has damaged flowers, shrubs, and our vegetable garden, forcing us to erect at our own cost fabric shade structures to minimize the damage to those plants and any plants that we may wish to place in that place in the future. Thus, clearly, by not adhering to Clark County Building Code, our property rights have been impacted. This neighborhood is zoned RE, Ranch Estates, and the location of the structure does not provide for the more open and rural environment with greater setback than in urban areas, as encouraged in the master plan. I have included photographs and text messages between me and Bob regarding the disposition of the structure for your information. Connie and I appreciate your consideration and ask that you deny the waiver request. If you need additional information or would like to see the impact from our backyard, please contact me at 702-218-1258. Sincerely, Ed and Connie Rusk. Again, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak, and we respectfully request that you deny this waiver for development standards. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
I'd like to rebuttal, if I may.
Yes, sir.
So Ed states that that structure was not honestly and correctly described to him. I climbed up on top of the wall to show him where it was going to be 14 feet high. We discussed the length of the legs. I have a witness who was presently there, and if I need to, I will bring this witness in to give this. It was properly described, Ed. And what I want to say to Ed at this point was, I'm sorry you feel that the amount of time it took to start this process was, an inconsideration to you. That is not correct. We attempted to contact the zoning board. The phone call to me immediately. The day after this thing went up, you and I met, and I offered to make any kind, some kind of changes, compromises that you were comfortable with. And one of the compromises I offered was to take down those side panels. Your response was, no, Bob, it has to come down. No considerations for compromise. The fact is, we put in that concrete structure there to try to use our property. It's a large area. But, I'm sorry you feel this was done without consideration to you. You know me. That's not me. And we spoke of this. We spoke of this structure going up and the various types that can be done for over a year before I even purchased this thing. And you had good knowledge. You had solid knowledge. You have a technical mind. You knew what I was planning. This wasn't a surprise. I think it may have been a surprise to Con, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
This is a tough thing.
It is.
What happens in this valley, and I see it constantly, I go to so-and-so, and so-and-so tells me to do this and do that, and so-and-so was, had this position at this time, or so-and-so had that position at that time. And the general answer to this town is, do it now and ask for forgiveness later. The problem I have is now we've got neighbors fighting against neighbors. And this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last time. We talk about beneficial use, and I understand we all want beneficial use to our property, and we love to, all love to do what we want to do for our, to our own property. The problem is, if it affects your neighbors, and there's actually a legal statute in the state of Nevada about, you know, what becomes a violation of that, it basically turns out to be beneficial use. They have to be provided beneficial use of their property, and to enjoy their property free of some restrictions. At some point, we have to take a stand as a board. And at some point, we're going to have to put an end to this, let's do things and ask for forgiveness later. Because what happened is what I'm saying now. I'm sure you and Ed were probably pretty good friends before this whole thing started.
We're going to be wusses all.
And I hope that's the case. But now we're fighting against neighbor, which all would have been avoided if we followed through the process. And I understand it wasn't your intent, and I get that completely. But it is a big structure, and what concerns me about it isn't. I mean, the size is bad. It is a big issue. But what concerns me is the fact that it's right on the property line. And it being right on the property line, it's not just going to be the rusks. But when the rusks are gone, then you're going to have another neighbor complaining about it being right on the property line. And there's a potential impact on property value of that property. And I think if and I don't know how much you got to see, have got to see of the county's permitting and all that stuff, what they said, but I think that's probably the reason for denial, for the county suggesting that we request denial on this. And it's tough because I get it. There's a lot of money that's gone into that already.
Right.
I understand it's really not lost on me, honestly. But at the same point, it sounds like there is some desire to maybe make some changes, and I don't know if Ed's amenable to making some changes long term, but at this point there's a couple areas we can go. So my where I'm standing right now is I would make a motion to go with the staff recommendation of denial. However, there is the opportunity to probably withdraw if we're going to redo the permit and redo the structure and then submit on what the new thing is. Would that be okay, Will, or since the fact that we've already gone to an issue with code compliance, does that change that?
I would recommend to act on this particular item, and then when he comes back, it'll be a new item and ask him for a new waiver.
Okay. So that
yes.
Would, unfortunately, that would be my motion is motion for denial on this item at this time.
We have a motion on the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So if I may understand the process now, when I reduce this to something smaller than the 1,500 square feet, at that point, I will ask for that variance of separation from the existing building. And that would move it off the property line, correct?
I would be much more comfortable with that.
If that
came before me. But right now, the process is you're not done. This isn't done yet. So this isn't an official denial. So as an advisory board, we're going to advise the county commissioner, our county commissioner, that our position on this is to follow staff recommendation of denial. The county commissioner can either decide to go with our recommendation or to change our recommendation with the county commission. So when it goes to the full board, then it will be official. And generally, just as a general rule, our commissioner is pretty good with taking the board recommendation into account. But there is a possibility that they would make a motion for approval. I can't say yes or no either way. But.
We'll contact Danielle and then we'll just start over with the income.
So, and Atlantic City, I understand and I hate it. I mean, I really hate it and I hate it how neighbors fight against each other, but I think it's the best thing for everyone.
I'm prepared and ready. I was ready to make compromises the day after, right? And I'm still ready and willing to do that. In the hopes of not wasting more of people's time, I'm ready to go ahead and do that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you for being understanding. Okay. This time we need to approve the 2022 Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar. Is that attached here? It is. Does anybody see any problems with this calendar for 2022?
The first special session in June, such a call meeting. Is that early voting day? Is that our early voting day out here? Well, do you know?
I'm not certain, but I do want to share that the community center will be unavailable on election voting dates. And I also want to share that it's been proposed to go to quarterly meetings so that we have more than one agenda item. We would also have the ability to call special meetings if something needs to be heard right away. But that is being proposed. So when we vote on this calendar, it's not set in stone. It's just a general procedure to vote on, but things are subject to change.
Okay.
So that being said, if nobody else has anything else, Madam Chair, I would make a motion for approval of the calendar with the exception of removing the June 1st date due to possibly having primary voting.
Hey, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, now we have comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Is there anyone wanting to speak? Okay, then our next meeting will be February 9th, 2022. And this meeting is adjourned.